We've got a lot to do today. The Lions, some camp takeaways. This is the week of the preseason opener for the Lions. We've got the Olympics, which took place over the weekend. I watched a ton of Olympic stuff. I got sick right at the end of the week. Like right as training camp was ending, my voice was starting to go a little bit. I spent all weekend on the couch watching the Olympics. John, I know you've been watching a lot of the Olympics too.
It's been a lot of fun. And whether or not, I don't know, there's a lot of people that aren't necessarily invested in it, but it does seem to be, whether it's on the background, you're getting notifications, it only happens once every 4 years. And I was texting Doug last night. I was so excited for women's soccer when Rodman hit the goal in extra time to win it, a 1-0 game where I wasn't necessarily watching at the first half. Second half, I was like, let's see what happens. And then I had to leave, and I was trying to figure out. I was Saturday.
Yeah.
I was at the autograph thing that I was doing
yeah.
over at Pro Sports Zone, and I was asking everybody who was coming, like, hey, what happened in the women versus Japan in the soccer game? And then they came back and told me, like, hey, they won 1-0. And it's like, I'm not a soccer fan. I've been pretty adamant. I'm not a soccer fan.
I'm a little surprised to hear this. Yeah.
But it's the Olympics. You cheer for sports and watch sports that you don't watch. The next time you watch them is going to be 4 years from now.
So I want to get to your medal stand, your bronze, silver, and gold takeaways. Yep. One little note on the soccer. An excruciating watch. I'm glad you didn't. Japan sits back with five right. on defense. Yeah, and the
I'm
US
not going to break
is,
it down.
They're playing this very passive, boring brand of soccer. I know you're going to say all brands of soccer are probably boring. But they did win at the end. I wonder if Rodman makes it onto your medal stand.
She doesn't.
What?
Sorry to say, she does not. My bronze medal goes to Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, there we go.
He was four shots back on the final day, and then it's birdie after birdie after birdie to start it off. And on the final nine? He had, six of nine after the turn were birdie.
That's incredible.
And the number one golfer is able to come away with a gold medal. And I was looking at it going, this is amazing. And I've talked about soccer. I've now talked about golf. I'm talking about sports that I don't really care about that much, but I do care about because the U.S. is in it. Scottie Scheffler had a great comeback.
I can't believe the bootlicker's doing this. Remember that okay. bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Number two. Now, I'm going to go outside the U.S. Yesterday, before church, I was watching Djokovic and Alcaraz. And it was electric. And I'll tell you this. Alcaraz, I like both of them. He was getting and hitting drop shots that you thought couldn't be returned. He gets there, and then all of a sudden Djokovic hits it to the other back corner, and he's returning it. Like, he is phenomenal. But in 4 years from now, I don't know if Djokovic is in the Olympics. I don't even know if he's still playing tennis. I was cheering for him to win, and then you saw his reaction for a guy that has won every major tennis event, did yep. not have a gold, immediately dropped to his knees and started weeping. You know what that meant to him, and then to see him in the crowd with hugging his daughter, his wife, the fans. It just was a great Olympic moment. And so that's my silver. And my number one, my gold medal goes to Noah Lyles winning the 100 in a photo finish. And I know, hey, the broadcasters were at a disadvantage because it was a photo finish. It appeared that there could have been two or other three others that won it, but the lean
mm-hmm.
is what got him the win. And now today he's going to try and do the double.
And he loves the 200 meter.
Right.
That's his thing.
Yeah. So the first round, and I don't know how many rounds there are, again, don't care, but
just win gold.
To know that the fastest man in the world resides in the United States. And it was an electric finish, a photo finish. It was so much fun to watch, rewatch, see the slow-mo on the sides. And the view that I love watching for all of the track events is when they have that camera that goes down the sidelines
mm-hmm.
at the same speed the runners are going, and you see the crowd in the back that you know is obviously stationary. And you kind of get a feel and a sense of how fast they are moving. So that's my gold medal, Noah Lyles.
I thought Lyles might be too flashy for you, too much trash talk for you.
No, I mean, I love winners.
All right. And yeah, exactly. He backed it up.